USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Ripley, the SpaceX sensor-containing dummy aboard the Dragon spacecraft, has arrived and docked to the International Space Station. He was greeted by crew member Anne McLean.
On behalf of Ripley, Little Earth, myself, and our crew, welcome to the Crew Dragon. Congratulations to all of the teams who made yesterday's launch and today's docking a success.
This is now seen as the beginning of returning to manned flights from the United States to space. National Security Advisor John Bolton says that Venezuela and Cuba are good examples of why socialism doesn't work.
Especially on the political left in the hemisphere and around the world, now understand that the failed experiment of Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro needs to end. So I'd like to see as broad a coalition as we can put together to replace Maduro, to replace the whole corrupt regime. That's what we're trying to do.
Bolton made his comments on CNN's State of the Union. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
During his speech at CPAC, President Trump, who faced backlash for taking North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's word that he was not responsible for former prisoner Otto Warmbier's death, said he was torn between his obligation to negotiate and his support for the Warmbiers. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy said North Korea murdered Otto Warmbier.
I think Kim knew what happened, which was wrong. That's why when we passed sanctions, we named it after Otto Warmbier.
Actually, he said North Korea, not Kim.
Well, I think Kim knew.
Warmbier died in a vegetative state shortly after being released in June of 2017 by North Korea. The college student had been arrested in 2016 after being convicted of theft of a propaganda poster from his hotel. Sentenced to hard labor, North Korea claims he fell into a coma due to a combination of botulism and a sleeping pill. Military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea begin Monday, and on a much smaller scale, it's being seen as a diplomatic effort to reduce tensions with North Korea, but also a matter of money. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan, who serves on the Ways and Means Committee, went on CNN to talk about the president's tax returns. Here, Kildee says that Congress should pay attention to any crimes President Trump has committed while in office.
The pressure is coming from the facts being revealed. And there is some pressure because, let's face it, we shouldn't make a calculation as to whether we exercise our constitutional responsibility based on political expediency. We shouldn't move to impeach the president based on political expediency, but more importantly, nor should we ignore our obligation under the Constitution. If we find facts that clearly impugn the integrity of the president and potentially reveal crimes.
President Trump has not released his tax returns, but Democrats continue to push for transparency in the president's finances. A Motown legend will be immortalized on a U.S. postage stamp. USA's Chris Barnes delivers the details.
The U.S. Postal Service will release a stamp honoring Marvin Gaye on April 2nd, on what would have been his 80th birthday. It's part of the Postal Service's Music Icon series, designed to look like a record sleeve. Inspired by historic photographs, Gaye was known for this song, What's Going On, and Let's Get It On, among many, many others. He was fatally shot by his father in 1984. I'm Chris Barnes.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.